This is Today in History, April the 8th. On this day in 1820, the Venus de Milo statue is discovered by a farmer on the Greek island of Milos. Also on this day in 1864, the United States Senate passed 38-6, the 13th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, abolishing slavery. On this day in 1946, the League of Nations assembled in Geneva for its final session. On this day in 1952, President Harry S. Truman seized the American steel industry to avert a nationwide strike. The Supreme Court later ruled that Truman had overstepped his authority, opening the way for a seven-week strike by steelworkers. Also on this day in 1961, a suspected bomb exploded aboard the passenger liner MV Dara in the Persian Gulf, causing it to sink. 238 of the 819 people aboard were killed. On this day in 1973, artist Pablo Picasso died in France at age 91. Also on this day in 1988, TV evangelist Jimmy Swaggart resigned from the Assemblies of God after he was defrocked for rejecting an order from the church's national leaders to stop preaching for a year amid reports he had consorted with a prostitute.
To my Lord and my Savior, my Redeemer, the one whom I serve and I love and I worship, I have sinned against you, my Lord. I have sinned against you. And I beg your forgiveness.
On this day in 1994, Kurt Cobain, singer and guitarist for the grunge band Nirvana, was found dead in Seattle from an apparently self-inflicted gunshot wound. He was 27.
Kurt Cobain, the leader of one of rock's most gifted and promising bands, Nirvana, is dead. And this is the story as we know it so far. Cobain's body was found in a house in Seattle on Friday morning. He was dead of an apparently self-inflicted shotgun blast to the head. Police found what is said to be a suicide note at the scene, but have not yet divulged its contents. Cobain, who was 27, had reportedly been missing for about 6 days, according to his mother. The Los Angeles Times reported on Wednesday that Nirvana was breaking up and that Cobain was planning to undergo drug rehabilitation. A source close to the band told MTV News earlier this week that while that story sounded bad, it was better than what was, quote, really going on.
On this day in 2003, kidnapper rapist John Jamelski, who had imprisoned five women and girls, one after another, as sex slaves inside a makeshift dungeon in his DeWitt, New York home, was arrested. Jamelski, who pleaded guilty to 5 counts of first-degree kidnapping, is serving an 18 years to life sentence in a maximum security prison. And on this day, in 1974, Hank Aaron sets a new home run record.
Fastball is a high drive into deep left center field. Buckner goes back to the fence. It is gone.
On this day in 1974, Hank Aaron of the Atlanta Braves hits his 715th career home run, breaking Babe Ruth's legendary record of 714 homers. A crowd of 53,775 people, the largest in the history of Atlanta Fulton County Stadium, was with Aaron that night to cheer when he hit a fourth inning pitch off the Los Angeles Dodgers' Al Downing. However, as Aaron was an African-American who had received death threats and racist hate mail during his pursuit of one of baseball's most distinguished records, the achievement was bittersweet.
What a marvelous moment for baseball. What a marvelous moment for Atlanta and the state of Georgia. What a marvelous moment for the country and the world. A black man is getting a standing ovation in the Deep South for breaking a record of an all-time baseball idol. And it is a great moment for all of us, and particularly for Henry Aaron.
Henry Louis Aaron Jr., born in Mobile, Alabama on February 5th, 1934, made his major league debut in 1954 with the Milwaukee Braves, just 8 years after Jackie Robinson broke baseball's color barrier and became the first African-American to play in the majors. Aaron, known as hardworking and quiet, was the last Negro League player to also compete in the major leagues. In 1957, with characteristically little fanfare, Aaron, who primarily played right field, was named the National League's most valuable player as the Milwaukee Braves won the pennant. A few weeks later, his 3 home runs in the World Series helped his team triumph over the heavily favored New York Yankees. Although Hammer and Hank specialized in home runs, he was also an extremely dependable batter. And by the end of his career, he held baseball's career record for most runs batted in, 2,297. Aaron's playing career spanned 3 teams in 23 years. He was with the Milwaukee Braves from 1954 to 1965.
the Atlanta Braves from 1966 to 1974 and the Milwaukee Brewers from 1975 to 1976. He hung up his cleats in 1976 with 755 career home runs and went on to become one of baseball's first African-American executives with the Atlanta Braves and a leading spokesperson for minority hiring. Hank Aaron was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1982. Hank Aaron breaks Babe Ruth's home run record, April 8th, 1974, on this day in history.